What happened the night Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez died?
There needs to be some rest. There needs to be some closure.
We follow the leads on Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Larry Mantle. Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm joined by critics Peter Rayner, Leo Lowenstein, and Christy Lemire. We begin with the drama Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always, written and directed by Eliza Hittman. Leo?
This is just an extraordinary film. Eliza Hittman just does a tremendous job. It's a slice of life look at these two teenage girls who have to deal with an unanticipated pregnancy, and it's tremendously well done.
What do you think, Christy?
It's beautifully shot. It's intimate and dreamlike, but also so realistic. And Eliza Hittman always gets tremendous intimate, lifelike performances, grounded performances from these actors who quite frequently aren't very well known or very experienced. And she'll hold a camera on them for so long and just let the work speak for itself.
Peter.
Terrific movie, maybe one of the best of the year for me. Remarkable performances by two actresses who've not really acted before. Terrific sort of semi-documentary style of filmmaking. Sparse dialogue, but tremendously evocative and expressive film.
Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always, rated PG-13, available on multiple video-on-demand platforms and streamers. Also, we have the Brazilian film Bacaru. Peter, what do you think?
This is a really wacko movie, and if you go in thinking that you're going to see something conventional, you won't be. But I liked it. It's kind of a Most Dangerous Game scenario set in the near future in a Brazilian village. And if I say any more than that, we're going to run out of time.
Christy.
Delightfully strange. You never know where it's going. Just totally out there performances from Udo Kier and Sonia Braga. It's the present and the past and the future all mixed into one, and it's so evocative.
The film, unrated and available on virtual cinemas, including Lemley's and the Alamo Drafthouse. Slay the Dragon, a documentary about gerrymandering from Chris Durrance and Barack Goodman. Christy.
Yes, it would not sound like the most cinematic topic, but it is absolutely infuriating. It's so informative. It's about how gerrymandering really chokes out a lot of votes across the country because the district lines are drawn in a way to keep certain people in power. And it's about the grassroots efforts to change that.
Peter, quick comment on Slay the Dragon.
Terrific, infuriating movie. And if you think it's just going to be some wonky lesson, it's not.
All right. The film PG-13 on video on demand, and the drama about a teacher. Peter, you were very high on this. Briefly, please.
Yeah, really good movie about a teacher and what he goes through in a New York City inner school.
It's on Amazon Prime Video and unrated. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thank you for joining us for the Film Week Marquee.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.